Hallelujah, 感谢神的恩典。
Thank God for His grace.
我们今天早上依然可以在会堂里面聚集敬拜天上的真神。
That we can gather here to worship Him this morning.
今天早上呢是我们安息生日的聚会。
And this morning is our Sabbath morning service.
也是我们第二天灵恩会聚会。
It is also our second day of our spiritual convocation.
今天早上小弟想要用为生命寻得安息这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
And this morning we would like to use the topic in search of peace in our life as mutual encouragement.
在这个世界上每一个人不管是谁都需要得到生命的安息。
And today, everyone in this world need to receive a peaceful rest.
因为如果我们没有办法得到生命的安息，
if we cannot receive this life of rest,
事实上不管我们在这个世界上有多得拥有多少的物质，
and no matter how much possession we have in this world,
我有五辆车，
let's say I have 5 cars,
其中一台法拉利的，
one of them is a Ferrari,
其中一台宾利的，
another one is a Bentley,
其中一台劳斯莱斯的。
And the other one, Rolls Royce.
我有十间房子。
Let's say I have 10 houses.
我有三家公司。
I have 3 companies.
我拥有很多。
I have so much.
或者我很细，我什么都有，我该有的东西都有啦。
Or I have everything I ever need.
我很有成就。
I have accomplished much.
可是我如果没有办法得到生命的安息。
But if I cannot receive a peaceful life,
其实这个对我们都没有益处。
Then it's useless for us.
其实生命的安息，有时候我们会觉得说比较难。去理解。
Sometimes it might be difficult for us to understand the life of rest.
虽然我们都是基督徒，
although we're all Christians,
有时候我们对于安息这个名词我们有时候还是非常模糊的一个概念。
And sometimes we're still confused about the term rest.
如果说我们把它替换成另外一个名词，
let's say we change this word into another word.
我们把它替换到幸福这个字。
And let's change the word rest into bliss.
这样子的话呢，我们会获取我们的概念就会比较清楚一点。
And maybe this will clear it up for us a little bit.
神来到这个世界上就要让我们得到幸福。
And God come to this world wanting us to be blessed.
一个人没有得到生命的安息，你没有办法得到幸福的。
And if you don't have a peaceful life, then you will not have a blessed life.
今天每一个基督徒。
And for a Christian today,
都应该得到生命的安息。
Everyone should receive a life of rest.
可是不是每一个人都可以得到安息的。
But it doesn't mean everybody can receive it.
尤其是这个世界上的人。
Especially the people in this world.
有一次小弟在看报纸的时候。
And one time I was reading the newspaper.
这个在头版头条就发现了一个人。
And on the on the front page, it appeared a person.
那这个人的下面呢，这个相片的下面就写了一行字。
And underneath his picture, there were some words.
都是骗人的。
Everything was a lie.
当我看到这则新闻的时候，
when I saw this newspaper,
我就想起在两三年，在看到报纸之前，两三年前发生的事情。
And remember something that happened 2 or 3 years before that.
有一次小弟去一间教会领会。
And one time I went to a church to preach.
中午在吃饭的时候。
And during lunchtime while we were eating.
在厨房里面有几个姐妹就跑出来了。
And a few members came.
就问小弟了。
And they asked me.
传道，你觉得今天的这个爱餐今天的午餐好吃吗？
And they asked me, Pastor, is the lunch delicious today?
我说当然好吃啊。
I said, of course, they're delicious.
因为这里面有你们的爱在里面啊。
Because you put in your love within preparation.
只要有人愿意煮饭给我们吃我们都觉得非常的好啊。
As long as somebody wants to prepare lunch for me, I'm very happy.
他说，传道，我们不是在讲这个啦。
And they said, Pastor, we're not talking about this.
你觉得今天的菜好吃吗？
They asked me, is the dish delicious today?
说真的只要有人煮就好吃。
And I said, as long as somebody wants to prepare food for me, it's delicious.
因为当传道到处去。
Because as a pastor, I travel everywhere.
我也会煮。
I know how to cook.
可是我煮的东西你们不敢吃。
But I don't think you would want to eat what I prepared up.
我煮的东西只要求一个东西，只有要求一个标准。
There's only one requirement in my cooking.
就是有熟。
As long as it's cooked.
剩下没有关系，什么颜色啦，那个都没有关系，只要有熟就好。
As long as it's cooked, it doesn't matter what it looks like or how it tastes.
所以只要弟兄姐妹愿意煮给我吃，我都觉得，感谢天上的真神，真的是太幸福了。
So as long as any brother or sister wants to prepare food for me, I thank God.
可是他显然不是要这个答案。
But obviously, they're not looking for this answer.
我就跟他讲，对不起，我只觉得很好吃，我不知道为什么。
And I told them, I think it's delicious, but I don't know why.
他就拿了一罐那个油出来哦。
And they took out a bottle of oil.
传道，我告诉你，就是这一罐油。
And Pastor, let me tell you, it's this bottle of oil.
我们都用这种油的。
This is the oil we use.
哦，这种应该是啊，这种油呢啊，这种油呢啊，让这个菜更好吃。
And this type of oil makes the food delicious.
好，那。我就说哦，这样子啊，哦，难怪这么好吃。
And I said, oh, is that so? No wonder it's so delicious.
啊，这些姐妹就讲了。
So this one sister told me.
你回去要跟传道娘说。
When you go home, please tell your wife.
要叫传道娘都买这种油。
Tell your wife to buy this type of oil.
我说好好好好，哇，这个好吃好吃，我回去一定跟我太太讲。
And I said, okay, good. I will tell her to buy this type of cooking oil.
不过我有一个优点。
But I have a good thing.
当然同时也是一个缺点。
And also it's my shortcoming.
就是我的记忆力很差。
It is that I have a short memory.
所以当我回去的时候我就忘了。
So when I got home, I forgot all about it.
一直到我看到那则新闻。
Until I saw that news.
这个不是那个我在那天就要吃的油吗？
Wait a minute, isn't this the type of cooking oil mentioned by that sister?
这个油是假的。
This is not a real cooking oil.
难怪这么香。
No wonder it tastes so good.
然后呢，我没有排斥，因为我觉得应该可以吃下去，都不会死人嘛。
And I thought, well, I hope I don't die if I eat it.
然后呢，因为这样子，所以我就特别注意那个新闻。
So because of this, I pay attention to that piece of news.
我才发现那个老板啊，那个油的公司老板这么有钱呢。
And no wonder this company owner is so rich.
他有六台车。
He has six cars.
你知道六台车加起来价值多少钱吗
？Do you know the combined value of those six cars?
台币1400万呢。
And it's
台币1400万大概多少？算一下，我不知道你的美金大概多少钱。
So $5 million?
$5 million. 我不知道，反正台币1400万、yeah. 就很多钱啊。
Yeah, it's about $5 million.
他戴了一个手表。
He wore a watch.
都戴在手上哦，亮晶晶的哦。
And it was shiny.
然后一看是劳力士手表。
And it was a Rolex.
就有人去查。
And somebody did a research.
那只劳力士手表价值台币60万。
And that piece of watch cost $200,000 US.
哦，然后呢，他的家有多大呢
？How big was his house?
差不多，他一个人的家哦。
And it's only his house. One.
就是我们 Cerritos 教会这么大，可能比这个还比我们教会还大一点。
It's bigger than our church.
哇，很有钱哦。
He was so rich.
可是他快乐吗
？Was he happy?
没有。
No, he was not.
因为我注意看他的新闻。
Because I pay attention to that piece of news.
因为他被判，他就是被拘，他就后来就是认为他应该是有罪的。
And he was pleaded guilty of something.
可是在审判过程当中，他可以回家。
But during the court proceeding, he was able to go home.
可是在一段时间内，他就要去警察局报到。
But once a while, he needs to go back to the police station.
然后呢，第一次他报到的时候
，And one time, he went back to the police station.
就开了他自己的车去。
He drove his car.
他很有钱。
He was very rich.
车子非常的好。
It was a nice car.
所以呢，当然他到警察局的时候呢，就很多的记者先生小姐就已经在那边等他了。
So when he got to the police station, the news media was there waiting for him.
他非常生气。
He was very angry.
都是你们这些人。
It is your fault, he said.
把我的名声搞坏了。
And it is you that ruined my name.
他就不理这些人，都进去警察局。
So he walked past them and went into the police station.
报道完了就回家。
So after he came out, he went home.
事情就这样解决了吗
？And is this the end of the story?
没有。
No, it is not.
隔天报纸就报出来了。
Next day, the newspaper.
你看，这个就是大烂人。
And they said you are a person despicable person.
你看他为什么可以开这么好的车
？Look at this person. How can he drive this fancy car?
是用我们的健康换来的。
He drove this car in exchange for our health.
他不知道害死了多少人。
They don't know how many people he had harmed.
哇，很难听的，把他骂得很难听。
And they scolded him very severely.
那第二次他去警察局报道的时候
，The second time he went back to the police station.
他不知道去哪里借了一台台湾的那种中古那种小车啦。
And,
那个很有烂的小车，很烂的小车。
And he, I don't know where he went and borrowed a very ordinary small car.
然后就开到警察局。
He drove to the police station.
很多人在那边等他，记者先生小姐。
And again, the media were there waiting for him.
他一样很生气。
He was again very angry.
去报道以后就回家了。
After he went into the police station, he went out and went home.
就结束了吗？
Is that the end of it?
没有。
No.
隔天报纸报出来了。
Next day, the newspaper again.
你看哦，说谎的人就是说谎的人。
He said, a liar is always a liar.
他以为他开这种烂车来，我们就会以为他很穷吗？
He thought that if he drove this ordinary car to the police station, people would think that he's poor.
他以为我们是笨蛋吗？
Does he think that we're stupid?
第三次去报道的时候，
the third time he went back to the station,
他不敢开车了。
He did not dare to drive.
他请他朋友载他去。
He asked his friend to take him.
然后一下车哦，没有进警察局。
After he stood out of the car, he did not enter into the police station.
他就说啊，各位先生，各位小姐，请过来一下。
He said, everyone, please gather.
然后干什么呢？手就举起来哦。
He raised his hand.
他要打这些人吗？
Was he going to hit them?
没有。
No.
他手举起来。
He rose up his hand.
拜托各位先生，拜托各位小姐。
He said, please.Please, Mr. and Mrs.
你们高抬贵手，饶了我了，饶了我了。
Please give me a break.
他走在路上，人家用他的油丢他。
And when he walked on the street, people used his cooking oil to throw at him.
有人拿那个把那个油打开，就直接倒在他的头上。
And people opened up a cap and pour oil onto his head.
他不管到哪里都被人家歧视。
And no matter where he went, he was despised.
当然，这些人做这样是不对的了。
Of course, it's not good for them to do that to him.
可是，你觉得这个老板快乐吗
？But do you think this boss is happy?
他很有钱啊。
He's very rich.
他快乐吗
？Was he happy?
你觉得他的生命有幸福吗
？Do you think he lived a blissful life?
没有。
No.
所以，不是拥有所有东西就表示人在活在这个世界上就能够幸福快乐，就能够得到安息。
So it doesn't mean that if you own so much in your life, then you live a blissful life.
那刚才小弟有谈到。
So I just mentioned.
在圣经里面啊，主耶稣曾经应许我们。
And in the Bible, God promised us.
我们看马太福音第十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
第十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。每次在布道会的时候，我们一定会拿这一节来跟我们的亲戚朋友分享。
And every time we have evangelical service, we would use this verse to share with our brothers and sisters and friends.
说，凡劳苦担重担的人
all you who labor and heavy laden.
人活在这个世界上，没有谁没有劳苦担重担。
Who in this world does not labor or have heavy laden?
有些人是被经济压力压得很瘦，喘不过气来。
Some people are heavy laden by financial needs.
每一个国家的元首啊，都在想尽办法让自己的国家的人民啊，能够有工作做了。
And every leader in this world will want their people to have work.
为什么压力很大
？And why is there heavy laden?
有些人啊，生病。
Because some people are sick.
有些人呢，他遇到那个一些困难的事情没有办法解决。
And many people face difficulties that they cannot encounter.
有些人虽然表面上看都没有事，他心里有病。
And sometimes outwardly looking at them, they're okay, but they have a mental illness.
他什么都不缺，可是他就有忧郁。
And they lack nothing, but they're depressed.
早上起不来，晚上睡不着。
Sometimes they cannot wake up in the morning, or sometimes they cannot fall asleep at night.
每一个人都有他生命当中的重担。
And everyone has their own heavy laden in their life.
耶稣怎么告诉我们
？What did Jesus tell us?
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到主耶稣这边来。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.
主耶稣要让我们得到安息。
And Jesus will give you rest.
就是跟神跟人之间能都有一个和谐的关系。
So there will be a reconciliation between us and God.
当我们跟人跟神之间都有和平的关系，我们都会感到幸福。
And when we have good relationship with God, then we will be blessed.
可是我们说一句实在话。
But let me tell you the truth.
在教会里面。
In the church.
小弟走过很多的教会了。
I have been to many, many churches.
很多国家。
In many countries.
小弟发现。
I realized one thing.
到啊每一个教会里面。
Wherever church you go.
你如果仔细去观察。
If you look carefully.
都有少数一两个弟兄姐妹。
There are always one or two brothers or sisters.
他们生命当中并没有喜乐。
In their life, they do not have joy.
啊为什么会这样
?And why is this the case?
这是一个事实哦。
It is true.
在教会里面我们要讲事实。
In church, we state facts.
因为我们才能办法在这个家里面让家里这个家更好。
then we can make this home a better home.
那为什么会有这种事情产生？
Why does this happen in church?
主耶稣不是告诉我们吗？
Didn't Jesus tell us?
烦恼苦担重担的可以到主耶稣这里来。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.
他要让我们得到安息啊。
And he will give you rest.
那是主耶稣说谎吗？
Is Jesus lying?
主耶稣是天上真神，他不会说谎。
Jesus Christ is the Heavenly Father, he will never lie.
是主耶稣的能力不够吗？
Is it that Jesus does not have the ability?
所以没有办法让每一个人都得到安息吗？
So that not everyone can receive the rest?
不可能。
It is impossible.
只要主耶稣愿意。
As long as Jesus is willing,
每一个人都可以。
Everyone will receive it.
那为什么还是有一小部分的人没有办法得到安息？
So why are there a few people that do not receive the rest?
那是因为我们对圣经的道理没有全面性的了解。
And it is because we do not have a complete picture of the Bible truth.
耶稣绝对没有说谎。
Jesus did not lie to us.
烦恼苦担重担的人可以到主耶稣这里。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.
他要让我们得到安息。
And he will give us rest.
可是要得到这个安息是必须要付出的。
But in order to receive this rest, we have to put in effort.
并不是我住在这个地方，我就可以得到安息。
And it is not that we live in this world, we will automatically receive rest.
主耶稣从来没有这样讲过。
Jesus never promised us that.
你去看圣经。
When you look at the Bible.
来，你跟我讲说，我们住在这个地方就可以得到安息。
Does it say that if you live in this world, we will receive rest?
没有哦。
No.
圣经没有很多很多，圣经，我们看圣经哦，真耶稣教的的珍贵在于，真耶稣教要看整本的圣经。
And the preciousness of True Jesus Church is that we obey and look at all the verses in the Bible.
而不是拿其中一节就出来做文章。
And we don't take out one of the verse and preach.
所以有些教会说，只要你心里相信，口里承认，那你就得救了。
And some churches they proclaim that if you believe in your heart and believe in your mouth and proclaim with your mouth, then you will be saved.
这句要讲的对不对？
This is a right passage.
绝对对。
It's true.
因为写在圣经里面啊。
Because it is written in the Bible.
可是圣经里面说得救只需要口心里相信口里承认就得救了吗？
But the Bible said that this is all you need to do to believe in your heart and proclaim with your mouth.
圣经不是告诉我们要悔改吗？
Didn't the Bible tell us to repent?
圣经不是告诉我们要洗礼吗？
Didn't the Bible tell us to be baptized?
要洗去我们的罪。
To wash away our sins.
所以洗礼是有功效的。
And this is the efficacy of baptism.
洗礼不是入教的仪式。
And baptism is not a formality to enter into a church.
要洗脚礼跟主耶稣有份。
You must wash your feet to be part of Jesus Christ.
要得圣灵得到进天国的凭据。
And to receive Holy Spirit to be a guarantee of entering into heaven.
在山羊跟绵羊的比喻里面。
And in the parable of the sheep and the goat.
主耶稣告诉我们说，不是说之前我们所说的这些有了我们就可以得救哦。
And Jesus said, it is not what I have said that before that you can be saved.
所以有些人有错误的概念。
Some people have the wrong concept.
我只要洗礼。
As long as I'm baptized.
洗脚礼。
I'm foot washed.
我只要圣灵。
As long as I have the Holy Spirit,
我有来领圣餐。
I come to partake the Holy Communion.
我的灵魂啊，
my soul,
你安息啦。
You can rest.
你等耶稣再来。
You can wait for Jesus to come again.
我讲一句很实在的话。
Let me tell you something very bluntly.
想得美。
This is not true.
圣经上不是这样了。
This is not what the Bible said.
好，来，我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音第二十五章
，Matthew chapter 25,
三十一节
，verse 31。
二十五章三十一节
，chapter 25, verse 31。
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他的荣耀的宝座上，三十二节
，verse
32。万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般，三十三节
，verse 33。
把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边。三十四节
verse 34,
于是往向右边的说，你们这蒙我父蒙赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。好，先看到这边就好。
Okay, let's stop here.
这边讲到说主耶稣未来再来的时候，
So here talk about when Jesus comes again.
他会把羊分成两边。
And he will divide the fold into two places.
我们都是神的羊。
We are all sheep of God.
所有受洗归入基督的都是神的羊。
And everyone who is baptized belongs to God. It's His fold.
可是这些羊当中有一天会被分成两边。
But within this fold, he will be divided into two.
绵羊再放在右边，山羊放在左边。
And sheep will be on the right, goats will be on the left.
所以羊虽然都是羊哦，可是羊有两种。
And although they're both sheep, but there are two types.
那神就对这个这个主人啊，这个神就对这个这个右边的这样说啊。
And the master or God said to the sheep on the right.
哎，就是那个绵羊啦。
The sheep on the right.
他说哦，因为我饿了，你们给我吃。
Because when I was hungry, you gave me food.
渴了，你们给我喝。
I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
我做客旅，你们留我住。
And I was a stranger and you took me in.
我赤身肉体，你们给我穿。
I was naked and you clothed me.
我病了，你们看顾我。
I was sick and you visited me.
我在监里，你们来看我。
I was in prison and you came to me.
所以这些人可以得到永生。
So these people can inherit the kingdom.
承受那神早就预备啊给我们的国，就是天国。
And to inherit the kingdom prepared for us.
就这些绵羊就说了。
So these sheep said,
主啊，这样怪怪的。
Lord, this is strange.
我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃啊
？And when do we see you hungry and give you food?
你哪里会口渴啊？我们什么时候看你口渴跟你喝啊
？And when are you thirsty that we can give you a drink?
神啊，你还需要穿吗
？Do you need to wear a cloth?
我们什么时候看过你赤身肉体给你穿啊
？And when do we see you naked to give you clothes?
我们什么时候看过你生病，你又不会生病？我们什么时候看过你生病去看你啊
？And when do you get sick? You don't ever get sick.
你哪里有？你没有在监狱里面啊
？You're never imprisoned.
我们哪里去看你啊
？How can we go visit you?
没有啊
，Never。
神啊，这样讲我们觉得不好意思。
God, what are you talking about？
这个王就说了。
So the king said，
我实在告诉你们
，Assuredly I said to you，
这些事你们既做在我弟兄中一个最小的身上
，Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of my brethren，
就是做在我身上
，You did it to me。
那主耶稣在告诉我们什么
？What is Jesus Christ telling us？
不是我自己好就好。
It is not that we worry about our own selves.
不是我有洗礼、洗脚礼啊，这个得圣灵啊，我有来领圣餐，我自己好就好。
So it is not that we're baptized, we receive Holy Spirit, we come and partake Holy Communion. That's enough.
不是这样的。
It is not so.
那些山羊就是这样想的。
And these are the thinking of the goats.
反正我什么都有了嘛。
As long as I have everything I need.
因为我们常常强调的就是这得救的道理。
Sometimes we emphasize on the salvation.
哎，所以我已经有了。
As long as I have it.
是我们忘记说那叫基本门槛。
We forgot that these are only the very basics.
当然没有这些，你是跟得救没有关系了。
Of course, you do not even have those. You have nothing to do with salvation.
可是当我们拥有这些的时候
，But when we already have those,
我们就感谢天上的真神了。
Then we thank God in heaven.
我们已经进了天国的门槛了。
We can already enter into the door of heaven.
可是接下来就结束了吗
？But then is that it?
我们就告诉我们灵魂说啊，我的灵魂，你安息吧，等到主耶稣再来，这样吗
？Then can we tell our soul that it is time to rest, to wait for the coming of Jesus Christ.
不然才干的比喻在讲什么
？Then what about the talents, the parable of the talents? What is it talking about?
实际上，主耶稣告诉我们。
But Jesus tells us,
要往普天下传福音给万民听。
We need to preach to the end of the world.
信而受洗必然得救。
Those who believe and baptize will be saved.
这个是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
主耶稣跟约翰这样说。
Jesus Christ told John,
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
约翰说，我爱你。
John said, I love you.
主耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。
”And
主耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”主耶稣跟彼得说：“你要喂养我的羊。
”Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my sheep."
那这个彼得又说
：“So Peter said."
主耶稣又跟彼得说
：“And Jesus said to Peter,
'你爱我吗
？'Do you love me?'"
彼得第二次回答
：“Peter answered him the second time.'"
主啊，你知道我爱你。
Jesus, you know that I love you.
主耶稣第三次问。
Jesus again asked him the third time,
Peter, 你爱我吗
？Peter, do you love me?
圣经上记载说，约翰福音记载说，彼得就忧愁了。
And the Bible recorded that Peter became sorrowful.
彼得为什么忧愁
？Why did he become sorrowful?
当然是有原因的。
Of course, he has his reason.
彼得跟耶稣说
，Peter said to Jesus,
主啊，你知道。
Jesus, you know,
我爱你。
You know that I love you.
主耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Jesus said, tend my sheep.
那主耶稣在告诉我们什么东西
？What is Jesus teaching us？
我们要知道我们要得救。
We know that we need to be saved。
我们要得到安息。
We need to receive rest。
不是只有坐在这个地方就可以得到。
And this is not everything we need to do。
我们在讲说我们得救是白白得来的，我们得救真的是白白得来的。
And we receive salvation freely。
主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
Jesus nailed on the cross for us。
为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And He opened up a new and a new way。
没有错。
It is true.
可是接下来呢
？And what about what's next?
我们要跟随主的脚步来走。
We need to follow His footsteps.
所以在马太福音的第十一章里面
，So in Matthew chapter 11,
主耶稣没有这样，因为这样就讲完了哦。
Then Jesus did not end His speech here.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。”
Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
那接着就继续讲。
And then he followed.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得着安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
所以从这边看来，我们要得到安息有三个条件。
So looks from here that in order to receive rest, there are three criteria.
第一个要到主耶稣面前来。
First, you have to come in front of Jesus Christ.
这个是最基本的。
This is the most basic.
唯有主耶稣可以给我们得到安息。
Because only Jesus Christ can give us rest.
所以我们一定要到主耶稣的面前来，才能得到安息。
So we have to come before Jesus Christ in order to receive rest.
可是当我们完成第一个项目的时候，我们没有办法得到，还没有完全得到安息。
So when we accomplish this, we cannot receive ultimate rest yet.
第二个，我们要负耶稣的轭。
Number two, we need to take his yoke.
第三个，我们要学耶稣的样式。
So we need to learn from him.
这样我们心里就必得享安息。
Then we will find rest in our souls.
那个到耶稣的面前来，这个就不用讲了。
When you come before Jesus Christ, we all know that.
我们各位都到耶稣的面前来。
Everyone has come before Christ.
我们都受洗归入基督了。
We're all baptized and we belong to him.
我们的罪都洗去了。
Our sins are all washed away.
罪使人跟神隔绝。
Sin separate us from God.
人非圣洁不能见神的面。
Those who are not holy cannot see the face of God.
我们受洗归入神，我们已经圣洁。
When we are baptized, we belong to Him. We are already sanctified.
我们今天跟神之间没有隔阂。
So today there's no barrier between us and God.
因为主耶稣为我们成就了和平。
Because Jesus Christ fulfills peace.
这个没有问题的。
There's no problem here.
我们已经来到主耶稣面前。
We all come before Him.
所以今天呢，我们来谈两个。
Today we will talk about the other two.
第一个负耶稣的轭。
Number one is to take his yoke.
第二个学耶稣的样式。
Number two is learn from him.
因为这边告诉我们啦。
Here tells us.
我们要负耶稣的轭。
We need to take his yoke.
要学他的样式。
And learn from him.
这样我们心里就必得享安息。
Then we will receive rest in our souls.
我们先来谈耶稣的轭。
Now let's talk about the yoke of Jesus Christ.
轭是什么东西？
What is a yoke?
轭是牛在工作时候所负的工具。
And this is something that was put on a cow when he works.
在耶稣的那个时代。
In the time of Jesus Christ.
他们没有机器嘛，哈。
They don't have machinery.
所以说他们当然是用那个畜生的力量。
So they use livestock's power.
那个时候他们用牛或有。比较好的是牛啦。
They use cows.
啊，那接着就是骡啦，或者是马啦。
Or they would use camel or maybe horses.
不过很少用马，因为马是战争在使用的。
And they rarely use horses because they're used in battles.
最好的就是牛。
And the best one is the cow.
好，所以他们当牛哈看到主人拿这个轭来放在他的这个肩膀上的时候
，And when the cow sees the owner, the master giving them the yoke,
他就知道我的工作来了。
They know it's time to work.
不管是拉车也好，或者是犁田也好
，No matter is to till the land or pull a cart,
或者是磨磨也好
，or to do other works.
磨那个磨那个麦子哈
，or to grind on the crops.
当牛看到轭的时候，他就知道说，这个轭负轭就是我的工作。
And so when the cow sees the yoke put upon him, he knows it's time to go to work.
所以当我们在讲耶稣的轭的时候
，So when we talk about the yoke of Jesus Christ，
就是在讲耶稣的工作。
And we talk about the work of Jesus Christ。
我们每一个人都要起来担负耶稣的工作。
And everyone has to take up the work of Jesus Christ。
啊，这个我们才有办法得到安息。
Then we can receive rest。
那我们就要开始思考了。
So we need to think。
耶稣的轭是什么
？What is Jesus' yoke？
耶稣的工作是什么
？What are his works？
我们开始思考，对不对
？So let's。Start to think.
耶稣是2000多年前降生来到这个世界上。
And Jesus came into this world about 2000 years ago.
他在大约30岁的时候。
When he was 30 years old.
他就出来传福音。
He preached.
叫大家悔改。
He told everybody to repent.
因为天国近。
Because heavenly kingdom is near.
他起来传福音。
So he preached.
然后他在这个世界上的时候，他为我们做了很多的模范。
And he made a lot of examples in this world for us.
因为那个时候虽然以色列人他们已经有这个已经有摩西五经了，已经有很多旧约圣经的部分都已经有了。
And at that time, the Israelites already have the five books of Moses.
可是他们在守圣经的时候有很多的错误。
But when they keep Mosaic laws, they make many mistakes.
所以在马太福音23章，主耶稣骂这些法利赛人。
So in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus scolded these Pharisees.
说啊，你们哈真的是很糟糕啊。
He said, "Woe to you!"
我们来看马太福音23章。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章的第三节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 3.
凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。那个说的那个圣经的老师，我们一般称为法利赛人。
And the teachers of the law we call Pharisees.
啊，或者是我们称为文士。
Or their scribes.
那可是这些人在讲圣经哦。
They talk about the scriptures.
他们能说不能行。
They can talk about it, but they cannot observe it.
说一套做一套。
They do one thing, but they say one thing, but do another.
而且第四节怎么说呢？
What did verse 4 say?
他们将难担的重担捆起来。
They bind heavy burdens.
然后放在以色列百姓的肩膀上。
Put on men's shoulders.
可是自己一个指头都不动。
But they themselves do not move even one finger.
道理拿起来就乱讲。
They speak the word of God.
乱教。
And they teach wrongly.
然后呢？所以第十三节怎么说
？So what did verse 13 say?
你们这假冒为善的文士跟法利赛人有祸了。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!
因为你们正当人要前进把，把要当正当人前啊，把这个天国的门关了。
You shut up the kingdom of heaven against man.
自己不进去，正要进去的人啊，你们也不容他们进去啊。
For you neither go in yourself, nor do you allow them to go in.
你知道他们怎么教吗
？What did they teach?
他们说哈。
Said,
我们要孝敬父母，对不对
？We need to honor our parents.
没有问题。
No problem.
我们要敬畏天上真神，对不对
？We need to honor our heavenly Father.
没有问题。
Not a problem.
可是我告诉你， okay. 神比较大还是父母比较大
？But let me tell you, it's God greater than your parents.
神比较大还是父母比较大
？It's God greater than your parents.
我们一般都会有点紧张的回答，应该神比较大。
Then we would nervously answer, maybe God is greater.
好，所以你们可以回去跟父母讲。
So you go home and tell your parents.
我已经要将。这个孝敬你们的钱拿去奉献到圣殿了。
I will give the money that I will give to you to give to church.
所以我不用孝敬你。
So I don't need to honor you any longer.
这是什么教训啊
？What kind of teaching is this?
所以他们说，指着这个圣殿起誓没有关，是没有关系。可是你指着圣殿的金子起誓，哦，那你一定要遵守。
So they said if you point to your finger at the temple and vow, it's okay. But if you point your
那个圣殿里面金子啊
，You point at the monetary or gold of the temple and vow and make a vow, then it's not good.
就是那你一定要遵守。
Then you have to keep it.
这是什么道理
？What kind of teaching is this?
他们就是这样教。
This is what they taught them.
还有更多了。
And there's more.
他们拿着圣经起来就是乱讲。
They take up their Bible and said things wrongly.
所以主耶稣很生气啊。
So Jesus was very angry.
所以主耶稣在马太福音讲了很多东西。
So Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew said many things.
你们听人家说什么
？If you listen to somebody say something,
其实应该怎么样
？You know what you're supposed to do.
那耶稣就是这样做。
This is what Jesus did.
所以耶稣来到这个世界上做了很多的模范。
So Jesus made many examples in while he was alive.
那行了很多的神迹。
He performed many miracles.
我们昨天有谈到嘛，哈。
We talked about it yesterday.
在葡萄园的工人的比喻里面
，and in the parable of the vineyard，
这个主人为什么一直从早到晚一直去请工人进来葡萄园
？And why did the master continuously throughout the day inviting workers？
因为有很多人需要主耶稣的帮助。
Because many people need the help of Jesus Christ.
很多人需要帮助，需要被安慰，需要被帮忙。
Many people needed help, and many people needed comfort.
所以主耶稣行神迹。
So Jesus Christ performed miracles.
耶稣帮助这些人。
Jesus helped these people.
到处服侍人。
And he served everywhere.
而且主耶稣到最后为我们钉在十字架上。
So at the end of his life, he was nailed on the cross for our sins.
这个都是主耶稣所负的轭。
And these are the yoke of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来到这个世界上被骂。
And Jesus, he was mocked in this world.
被赶。
He was chased and out.
到最后被打。
At the end, he was hit.
后来死在十字架上。
And then he was crucified on the cross.
这个就是主耶稣所做的事情。
These are the things that Jesus did.
好，我们如果讲到这边了。
So let's talk about here.
好，负耶稣的轭才能得到安息。
And those who take up Jesus' yoke can receive rest.
就是我们就是要去做耶稣的工作，才能得到安息。
So this is to say that we must perform the work of Jesus Christ to receive rest.
那我们来思考一下。
So let's think about this.
我做了哪一项
？What have I done?
或许有人就会这样想了。
Then maybe people would think,
传道
，Pastor，
不要说我做不到啦。
Don't say that I cannot do this.
这个太难了啦。
This is so difficult.
传道，那你有做到吗
？Pastor, did you do it?
那你想我有做到吗
？Do you think I did it?
传福音
，I preach the gospel.
没什么问题吧？哈
，It's okay, I can do it.
传福音，我们都在传福音。
Everyone can preach.
我就是传道嘛，哈。
I'm a pastor.
传福音
，I preach.
做模范。
be a good example.
我尽量。
I do my best.
我只要我做的，就是说在圣经里面讲的，我都是在努力学习当中。
And as long as it's written in the Bible, I try my very best to do it.
哦，这样没有一百分了哈。但我尽量做到一百分了，尽量。当然人很难嘛，人有软弱嘛哈。
So I'm not 100%, but I try my best to be 100%.
行神迹。
Perform miracles.
传道你行过神迹吗
？Have you performed miracles, Pastor?
啊，我深深的反省自己。
So if I think throughout my life,
在小弟的生命当中
，and in my life,
对我参与了很多神迹的这个进行。
I participated in many miracles.
不过非常严格的来讲
，but strictly speaking,
我应该没有行过神迹。
I have never performed a miracle.
因为什么叫神迹
？What is a miracle?
神迹是神走过的痕迹，叫神迹。
And the miracle is something that God has done.
其实神做的啦。
It is done by God.
我是谁
？Who am I?
我是神的仆人。
I'm only a servant of God.
我就是跟神到哪里，神到哪里我就跟到哪里，然后神行神迹，我在旁边祷告，就是这么一回事。
I'm only a follower of Christ.Whenever he performed a miracle, I'm on the side helping.
对，没有错。有些人生病很严重，奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦，然后那马上病就好了。这个有。
And some a few times, someone is gravely ill, and I pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
可是那不是我行的。
But it is not performed by me.
那个是神的作为。
It is the will of God.
哎呀，行神迹，但我应该没有办法行，因为那是神行的。
Because I cannot perform miracle, because it is God who can perform the miracle.
那传道，你有为我们钉十字架吗
？Pastor, have you crucified the cross for me?
很显然没有，因为昨天还有人说我的皮肤很漂亮。
Obviously not, because yesterday somebody said I have good skin.
没有，脚也没有，我没有为大家钉十字架。
I have never crucified for anybody.
传道你，你自己都做不到，你自己都做不到，还叫我们做
？Pastor, you cannot even do it yourself. How can you tell us to do it?
这样听起来好像很有道理哦。
And it sounds like it makes sense.
所以没有，这结论就是没有人可以得到安息。
So the conclusion is no one can receive rest.
那个叫做诡辩。
And this is not a right thinking.
不是这样讲的啦。
This is not so.
我们再深一层来思考。
So let's think deeply.
主耶稣是神。
Jesus Christ is God himself.
他来到这个世界上做什么事
？And what did he do when he came to this world?
他是完全的人，也是完全的神。
He is a complete man and he's completely God.
他跟我们不一样。
He's different from us.
可是主耶稣为什么要传福音
？So why did Jesus need to preach the gospel？
主耶稣为什么离开他的宝座，来到这个世界上，降为人，成为奴仆的样式来传福音
？Why did Jesus depart from his heavenly throne to become a human being to preach the gospel？
主耶稣为什么要来到这个世界上做模范
？Why did he become examples for us in this world?
主耶稣为什么行那么多的神迹
？Why did he need to perform so many miracles and wonders？
让这个死掉的人复活
，and he resurrected the dead，
让这个瞎子可以看见
，and the blind can see。
我们没有瞎过的人不知道可以看到这个世界上事物是多么快乐的一件事情。
And those who are never blind will never know what it's like to live in darkness.
我们知道当神在他们身上行了这些神迹的时候，这些人的感受是什么吗
？And we don't know how these people feel when God performs miracles on them.
天上的真神为什么要来到世界上服侍人
？And Heavenly Father, why does He need to come to serve?The people.
为什么主耶稣要为我们钉在十字架上
？Why does Jesus Christ need to be crucified on the cross for us？
主耶稣的工作是什么
？What is his work？
主耶稣的工作就是爱。
Jesus' work is love.
爱就是主耶稣所负的轭。
And this love is his yoke.
爱所显示出来的。
And this is the manifestation of his love.
是真理。
It is the truth.
是福音
，It is the gospel.
是正确的行为
，It is the correct behavior.
是怜悯
，And it is mercy.
是公义
，It is righteous.
是拯救
，It is salvation.
所以今天当我们要来负耶稣的爱，跟耶稣一起工作的时候
，So today if we want to take up his yoke to work for him,
重点就是我们要用爱来做这些事情。
The main key point is to use love to do his work.
因为时间到了，我们这一节先讲到这边。
And because time is up, we will stop here.
我们休息15分钟。
Let's rest for 15 minutes.
那我们在我们第二节的聚会。
And we will continue our service.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。好，我们休息十分钟。
Rest for 15 minutes.